Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Megan Culp, along here with Scott Micklin.
Good morning, Megan Culp.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, as always.
Thank you. It's happy tradition. Friday. It is.
Happy
I know.
Friday.
Although sometimes you're not here on Fridays.
I know.
Because you have other commitments.
That's true.
And we understand that.
Thank you.
But we miss you when you're not here.
Thank you.
So, welcome back.
Thanks.
Good to have you here. It is our Solutions from the Street week this week.
Yes, it is.
And we're talking about a solution to a problem. And the solution is very near and dear to your heart, I know.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
So there you go. Shall we explain?
Should we get to the chase here?
We could.
We
yeah,
could.
Here we go. Boom. Okay. There it is.
Hey. All right. So, to define the problem is a little difficult here, but I
right.
would say...
Well,
you know, sometimes we struggle to love our community. Well.
Okay. All right.
And so...
Or we see problems in our community. We wonder how can we fix them?
Correct.
Like the whole idea behind this show.
Correct.
So we have one day set aside to maybe try to tackle some of these things.
Yes,
and that
we do.
Day is Monday.
And that day is Monday, the Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service.
Right. And so that's it. And I believe when this started back in Farmington in San Juan County, I don't know, these many years ago, was when you and I met. That's how we met.
Isn't that a special?
I think so.
Special.
This is a special show. I love doing this show because that's how we met.
It is.
Aww.
It's our anniversary.
Yeah. Our show-iversary.
Show-iversary.
How about that? Yeah. But anyway, but it's coming back this year in person, which we weren't able to do for a while.
For 2 years?
Well, it depends on how you define this, but we'll get into that.
Okay. All right. And that voice is the voice of none other than Liesl Dees, who
friend
is the chair.
Of the show.
Very good friend of the show and chair of the Martin Luther King Day of Service in San Juan County. Liesl Dees, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Always a pleasure to be with you guys.
Thank you for coming in and wearing another hat that you wear and shirt.
Yeah.
But another hat, because normally we see you with your San Juan College commitments, and here you are with this job as well. So
that's exactly right. This is my kind of personal life and what I do for fun. You know, some people enjoy doing spreadsheets and creating meeting minutes at 10 o'clock at night. I don't know.
Right. God bless those people.
God bless those people.
I can say.
Who are those people?
But there you are. But this is a really cool event, and we're always thrilled to be able to promote it and share it with our audiences and try to convince people to sign up and join us on this Monday, because there's a lot of different things that folks can do.
That's right. A lot of different things.
Yeah. And so, exactly. And so one of them, I guess let's go back and talk about how this got started, because that's kind of an idea that you brought with you when you came to Farmington in San Juan County.
No.
Actually, it predated Megan by 1 year.
That's true. It did. That's right. I talked to the other folks that were part of this.
Exactly. In that very first year, it was Laura Marshall and Stephen Clark who moved from the Philadelphia area, and they had done this with their church in Philadelphia. And so they brought the idea, they organized. That first year, we planned for 50, we had 75, we were packed into the San Juan Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, and decided this is going to be bigger on an annual basis. Now, Scott, a couple of years later, when I started kind of, getting a little more of a national feel for what happens on this day, I looked back to the organization that Laura and Steve had been involved with before they came here and discovered it's one of the largest multi-state organizations.
Wow.
And so their vision for this, you know, was tainted by being big to begin with.
Right.
You know, staff members, you know,
and a population of millions. Yeah.
exactly.
Right.
Instead of, you know, our meager but wholehearted efforts as volunteers to put something together meaningful for our community.
Thank you for that, clearing up my recollection.
This was before me.
Before Megan.
And it was the second year 2019 that we moved to First Presbyterian, who very graciously opened their doors and hearts to have this day. And that is when Megan got involved and had a great connection that she has preserved to this day.
Right. And you dragged her to the show, and that's how we met, and the rest is history, as
the
they
rest
say.
Is history, you know, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, really my involvement began because we had a big building at First Presbyterian Church.
Right.
This is like, this was decided before I came, and then I came on the scene, and it was like, who are these people? What are we doing? And,
right.
So that was actually how it started, was I sort of accidentally fell into it.
See, there you go. And I think because the event outgrew the Universalist Church, I don't know if they have a room big enough anymore to host this.
We never did, exactly.
And the first year you knew you'd outgrown it.
We were very packed in on that first year. And what a response from the community. Our largest year, Scott, was in 2020, before the pandemic, and we had well over 200 people at that day. And we're hoping to be back in that scale. In 2021, we only had virtual items. And then last year, we had kind of a hybrid. You know, it's hard to think back that a year ago, we were all still wearing masks. We were in the Omicron variant. So, you know, I pulled up all of our photos, and we've got people wearing masks in them, and we had a service in the parking lot. This year we'll be kind of back to normal, and of course encouraging people to do what feels comfortable for them. And we will have, you know, a typical service. We do hope for a large gathering again. We've got over 90 people signed up already, and we may be over 100 already.
Right.
90 was last night's number. So we are going to town on this and very excited about Monday.
Very cool. And so I know folks can find out and sign up online. There's a Facebook page, and that's probably the easiest way, I'd say, to find it.
From the Facebook page, you can find our Eventbrite, and that's Eventbrite, if you haven't used Eventbrite before. It's a platform that gives events, gives happenings. Oftentimes, people will use it for things that you need to buy things for, that you can, you know, you do a financial transaction. We've used it because our task for that morning is to get over 200 people assigned to one of 14 volunteer opportunities. And so the more that people know what they want to do coming to the day, the easier that 200 people bottleneck might be.
Right.
So if you can check out the Eventbrite ahead of time, our hope is that you would go ahead and pick a site and commit to that, because, you know, we want to make sure that we honor the organizations who are looking for people. And so, you know, getting people kind of matched with things that appeal to them, that fit for them. There are some sites, for example, that are great for kids. There are others that maybe not so much so. There are some sites that are outdoors. There are others that are more sedentary. So getting you in the right site. So our first hope would be that you'd be able to go ahead and sign up on Eventbrite. If for some reason you can't do that, you know, that doesn't make sense to you, you run into a computer glitch, you don't know how many people are coming with your group, you're really uncertain about things, then the second best thing is that you know what you want to sign up for to come in the day, so that when you walk in the door, we're not explaining 13 different options to you. And we actually have two full, so we'd be down to 12 different options.
Wow.
That we'd be
good for you.
Telling you about. And, you know, by Monday morning, there may be more full.
Right.
So
true.
And some of our options, you know, can take 50 people. Some of them can take 5. So we want to make sure that we match people with the needs in our community.
Right. And that's the beauty of the Eventbrite service, I would think, too, right? And it's free to sign up. It's free to register. All this is free, free, free.
Exactly. Yeah. It also helps us stay in touch with you. So we will send you an email, you know, just reminding you. You can contact us through that platform. And so, you know, if there's something, we have been responding to messages this week. So happy to connect.
Right. It's free, Megan. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Free.
Yes.
Three times.
That's important. Yeah.
My favorite price.
Exactly. We're showing the Eventbrite site right now, and it just you just have to click through. If once you find the 2023 Four Corners Annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service, You click through, and it shows you all of the events that Lisa was talking about. And just to kind of come through, run through a few on the screen right now,
yes.
There's a few kind of beautification events at the Boys and Girls Clubs, both in Farmington and Bloomfield, I see. And
if we exactly.
And we'll scroll and kind of see some of the other ones. You can construct or create some tray favors and cards for the hospital patients here at San Juan College. That's another big event.
And I'll say that that is our most popular event so far. It will probably be our biggest activity going on. And the college's Center for Student Engagement and Campus Life has been 100% gracious and fabulous in organizing this. And one of the things that I think this is a good point to say at, you know, if you don't make it to the Eventbrite and you just come to San Juan College, you know, you're a student on campus, you're a faculty member who has the day off, and you go, oh, I really want to come back to my work site on my day off. And you that's where you want to be. You want to engage with students. You want to engage
sure.
with the community. This site you could just come to. I wouldn't say that for any of our other sites, because everything else is a little more, you know, we need to know that you're there and coming ahead of time.
Right. But this one is a little more flexible, perhaps,
it's
with
big.
Numbers, right?
Yeah. And they're planning on staying going later on in the day. Most of our projects will be done at noon, and they're planning on staying open until 2.
Gotcha. Very cool. And again, you're making some tray favors, basically, that go on hospital trays for patients that are in the hospital. And it really, I think, brightens their day.
Exactly. And get well cards and things of that nature. The hospital, we did this one last year. The hospital absolutely loved it and welcomed that back.
Nice. Very good. Other ones, a blood drive is going on that day as well, of course. So that's happening. You can sign up for that. Mm-hmm. Happening right at the church.
Yep. And that would be another one that, you know, like blood drives, always, you know, people may see that on Vitalant. They may see it other places too.
Right. Food pantry donations, that's another mm-hmm. one that I think is fairly easy to include into your day. If you don't have the day off, you could still sign up for this and drop some food off at a local food pantry.
Exactly. We've got a list that we'll be sending out of places that we've recently contacted to solidify that the information is accurate.
Got you. New Beginnings has some projects over there. They've been on the show before.
Yes, they have.
We talked about them.
And they have been doing this for many years, as has Family Crisis Center. Family Crisis Center's two projects are already full. It's a changing landscape.
If gotcha.
There are any spots left with that one, it is just one.
Okay.
But you see that when you go on. And Scott, if you
I think the next one is full.
Perfect.
Because the well, no,
nope.
no, it's
nope.
not.
Keep going down.
Okay. We'll keep scrolling.
Yep.
All right. Sold out. I see sold out.
Yep.
Two of them.
Yep.
And so one is Sycamore Park daddy-daughter ball setup and cleanup. That's sold out.
Yep.
And the Family Crisis Center organizing the supply room is sold out.
And whenever we have full classes in my day job, we always say that, you know, one full class and 76 more with lots of room. So,
right.
you know, two full slots and 12 more with lots of opportunity
right.
in here. And still a good variety of things. Some things that definitely need some more love and attention. Child Haven, for example, we've been doing cleanup there. And doing cleaning of vehicles there for a number of years, and they we need more people on that project.
Right. Very true.
And Scott, you know, sometimes people come just as an individual. Sometimes it's families that come together. Sometimes it may be a Sunday school class or a civic organization or a high school service club.
Right.
You know, we welcome all of those, and you get to pick what sort of activities fit you and fit your group.
True. Not too late to reach out and sign up.
Not at all. Yep. Yep. And love to kind of see the numbers continue to come up. Our past trend has then been that about half the signups happen ahead of time, and about half the signups happen the day of. I'm going to guess that as time goes on, those numbers will become more ahead of time because we see a lot of people repeating with us. But it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, that's kind of what we see on Monday, too. So either
right.
way is great.
We love the last minute
attitudes of Farmington and San Juan County, though, because I think we see a lot of folks, even myself, they're like, oh, I need to go do that, and do it right away.
Exactly.
Day of the event.
And Scott, I want to draw back for a minute, because part of the problem, to go to your show, is, you know, it is needs that we have in our community. And,
you
know, these organizations work with needs all the time. But a larger purpose of the day, too, is to take a day that many people get as a holiday and honor Dr. King's legacy with that. So one important part of the day that we haven't talked about yet is to have a service at the beginning of the day, an interfaith service that welcomes people of all faith, no faith, to come together and honor Dr. King's vision, idea of a beloved community, to think about what it means to come together on a day of service. We try not, that won't be a terribly long service, but that is how we begin and start the day. And over again, what people have said about the day is they've never said they want a t-shirt, that they came because they wanted a t-shirt, or because breakfast was fabulous, but we still have some of those items. But the service has been particularly meaningful. I know the very first year, that is what blew me away. I felt like I had really participated in something that did justice to the intent of the day.
Right. And really nice reflection on the community, I think, too, to see all of our fellow neighbors and friends coming together in a way to give back and to, you know, and even for kids, I think, to maybe, you know, if these kids feel, you know, that everybody has as much as they do, that maybe to learn that maybe not every kid has everything that you have. And this is a chance to give back and to help others and just lend a hand.
And be a part of something that's larger than ourselves.
Very true.
And Scott, I will say that the driving impetus for this has been a lot of church involvement. It was the San Juan Unitarian Universalist Fellowship who started this, but from the get-go, it's been a multi-faith, multi-organization endeavor. First Presbyterian has been involved heavily with the building. The local Baha'i community has been involved on the organizing committee since the beginning. This year, the Farmington Stake of the Latter-day Saints have been particularly active in helping. Bethany Christian Church has been involved, as has Ideal Baptist Church. So nice. Really happy to have those partners. Love to continue to grow our network of people who want to be involved. And, you know, it's Friday, so I hope people are listening to this and may go into their Sunday school class on Sunday morning and say, hey, I heard about this thing. Anybody want to go with me? And also, you know, it's not just religious. So
true.
Anyone is welcome.
Right. And I imagine that there's room for more if there's some other churches that would like to get involved for next year. It's certainly expandable to include even more.
Absolutely. And in a number of different ways, too. We have an organizing committee that has been fabulous. Megan, wouldn't you say that we have a darn good committee that we had a full table of like 15 people this past week kind of being organized and ready to do things, but there are a lot of behind-the-scenes tasks that happen. So we'd always be looking for people to help with food for next year, for example. And we'd love to see us continue to branch out. I imagine there are churches who have particular ministries that, you know, if they lend themselves to an expanded activity on this particular day, that would be wonderful. You know, one of the other things that we often joke about is wishing that Mrs. King, the mother, had planned for not a January birthday so that, you know, we could do more outdoor activities. But, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. And some of the original organizers, Steve, had been a postal deliverer for years, and so I would like get nervous about the weather forecast, which is actually looking a little iffy for Monday. We have a 40% chance of snow right now, and you know, I'd be like, well, what if it snows? And he's like, Liesl, it's gonna be fine.
Don't worry,
it will be.
Well, yep. He delivered mail in like Pennsylvania, didn't
exactly.
he?
Exactly.
So he doesn't. Our snow is nothing like Pennsylvania snow.
Exactly.
That's for sure. Megan Cullop, let me bring you into the conversation. I feel you've been looking like you're at a tennis match going back and forth. Flazel and I just chatting,
it's
and
true.
I'm sorry. But I want to bring you in because, of course, you played a big role in this when you were the pastor at First Presbyterian Church. You play a big role in this now in your other role as chaplain at Basin Health Companies and, of course, KSJE radio personality. So I wanted to ask you a bit about your comments about this event and the words of Dr. King and things along that line.
Yeah. So I've been involved with projects for the past few years, and that's something near and dear to me because, you know, we have a lot of nonprofits join us on this show.
Yes.
So there's a lot of connection to those who are working on the front lines, and so it's a joy to connect with them and see what they need and plug people into what they need. And as far as how this relates to Martin Luther King Jr., I mean, he had this idea of a beloved community, and like I said, I think sometimes we lose sight of our responsibility to take part in being a beloved community. It's something that you have to, it's about active, you have to have action behind your conviction. And
right.
So I think this is a good way to exercise some of our conviction to be a beloved community.
Yeah.
So.
Love thy neighbor. Some of that stuff.
That is the most important stuff.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
Chief of all.
And Scott, I'll add to that. You know, we think of Dr. King's legacy primarily in terms of civil rights, and that is a critical, important part of his legacy. But particularly in the latter years of his life, he was devoted to economic justice, which in our country is hard to extricate from racial issues, and really seeing the need for opportunity and engagement. And I think that's part of what this day is all about.
Right. Very, very true. And really interesting, I think, too, that we can come together each year to honor this and kind of give us a bit of a reminder about the words that he said and spoke. And I know sometimes mm-hmm. those are shared at the service, and I'm sure they will be again this year. But really important. And Megan, to pick up on your point, when you talk about the nonprofits, you know, a lot of them, you know, their budgets from my work on United Way Board of Directors, that, you know, we know that these nonprofits have a very slim, you know, budget margins, and they
right.
can't always afford to do things like a coat of paint on the walls
right.
and things like that, or clean up the yard or clean up the bushes and things along that line. So this day kind of helps with some of those.
It does. And Scott, I would say that kind of more than budgets, it helps with manpower. You know, probably a new coat of paint on the walls is not a high priority
right.
until you've got a group of 10 people who are willing to come in and do it. And that's the kind of project that we often see. We'll be painting, we'll be organizing, we'll be cleaning. Those are great ways to help the organizations in our community.
Right. Let me go back to the website and show a bit more that we didn't get to, some of the other projects that are available that aren't sold out, at least at the moment. But I wouldn't wait until Monday if you know you want to take part.
Exactly. The sooner the better, because
right.
you know, that really helps us plan and know what we're steering people into on Monday morning.
Right. And I'm noticing that some of these allow volunteers under the age of 18. Maybe others do not. And
that's
another
exactly
thing to
right.
be noted, right?
Yep. Yep.
But here's one City of Farmington, the Park Operations Building, and paint the floor of the garage bay.
Mm-hmm.
That could be fun.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Well, I don't even know what that means, really.
Well,
the garage bay. I don't.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a big garage.
It's a big garage.
Where they
and
park
a floor,
all the lawnmowers and stuff
and
for
we
the park.
Paint the floor.
You're
gonna
okay. paint it. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I
okay.
think that's it. Just don't paint yourself into a corner, Megan.
That's
ching
that's
ching.
Thank you.
Okay.
Waiting all morning for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Liesl.
Yeah. Thank you, Liesl.
The I mentioned earlier the Child
yes,
Haven grounds and cleanup. That is another good one that, you know, is going to be more outside, but a little bit of mixed engagement there. It's vehicle detailing as part of that. And in fact, we had a article in the Farmington Daily Times yesterday or Wednesday,
yeah.
and that was one of the photos that they included. So you can see people in action on that on our Facebook page or in the Daily Times.
Okay, there you go. Organized Bags of Love Storage Workshop is another one.
It's my very own Bags of Love. When the Daily Times reporter Mike Easterling asked me about, you know, particular projects, that's the one that came to my mind. In the past, we've done note cards for them, and they are a local chapter of a national organization, but it is a local group doing this, and they now have a storage area that they'd like help organizing.
And there's a note cards task as well to
That's Monday. Exactly right.
So
yep.
That's also available. Riverwalk Trash Pickup down by the river.
That's one of our kind of overflow projects, if you will, because you know, there's no shortage to cleanup that can be done down along the river. And so if we have a group of high school students who come in at the last minute, that's a great one to put a larger group of folks to work on.
Right. But it looks like you've got indoors events, outdoor events, all different skill levels and things like that that folks can choose from, which is kind of the idea behind all this, Megan. You've been working on these to coordinate
person.
These, right?
Yeah.
Well, yes, but you know, really, it's still a committee effort, so it's certainly not just me working on this. And we brainstorm as a committee. We have a lot of repeat projects, like Family Crisis Center, as Liesl mentioned. Child Haven is a repeat project. New Beginnings is a repeat project. So they kind of, I think, grow to to count on it to a certain extent because, like you guys said, you know, you walk by. Maybe you think all the time if you work in these organizations, gee, that'd be nice to have this room painted, but like we have bigger fish to fry right now, you know. So it's a community effort.
Right.
Yeah.
And Scott, let me do one more shout out for Bloomfield in particular. Both of our Boys and Girls Club projects, they're another organization that has been with us and done this for a number of years. We very ambitiously named ourselves the Four Corners Annual MLK Day of Service. We're obviously predominantly Farmington in the choices that we have available, and our morning event is in Farmington. But we love it when we have things that are outside of Farmington as well. And so, you know, a great Bloomfield opportunity if you want to drive in for the service, and then if you live in Bloomfield and want to go back to Bloomfield to do your service, fabulous opportunity with the Boys and Girls Club there. And I will say that for future years, love to hear from organizations who would like to be involved with this. You know, I know Megan and I have brainstormed, you know, bigger projects, or what are things, you know, if you had 200 people in a morning, what could you do?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And, you know, thinking of the impact that we can have, knowing that it's January.
Right. That's another important thing.
That's key.
That's true. But a great way to be able to, again, get folks together and give back, and that's the idea. And I think a lot of companies are maybe thinking about taking part in this or encouraging some of their staffs to take part. I imagine Basin's one of them.
Yeah, Basin has a commitment to,
I would think,
serving the community. Yeah.
Right.
And Scott, I think what we see in terms of that, you know, if you work, I'm trying to come up with a good example. If you work at San Juan Regional, I doubt that you have the day off necessarily just because of this holiday.
Right.
For many years at San Juan College, we didn't. It was only a few years ago that we began having this as a holiday. But if you're a city worker or a college employee, a public school teacher, you know, a state employee, you probably have the day off. And if so, you know, you may appreciate having that day off, but taking some time to recognize why you have that day off and what the meaning and purpose is behind that. And since I just said state, one quick shout out is that we will have some T-shirts available thanks to the state of New Mexico MLK Commission.
Nice.
So looking forward to sharing some of those with
long sleeve this year.
Long sleeved. And Megan got to see a really pretty yellow one. They've also sent some purple ones.
Ooh.
And we have a limited supply of those. And we want to make sure that the people who are behind the scenes helping, we have team leaders, for example, who are helping us on these various projects. And so making sure that some of those get the first dibs on the T-shirts.
That makes sense.
Ching, ching. And, well, and if you've done this before and have a legacy T-shirt, please wear it.
Yes.
Yeah. And show your year.
Right. When you got involved, you can do that. Certainly. Of course. But there is a whole, I would say, small army of folks behind the scenes that make all this possible besides the two of you.
That's exactly right.
Oh, yeah.
We have fabulous organizing committee on this. And very engaged. Scott, on our last meeting,
go ahead and share.
I'm going to sit back for this story.
Let me say that we start every meeting with some kind of quick little icebreaker so that people learn each other's names and questions about things.
Lisa D's is chair.
Just to engage with each other and build community. Well, on the last one, I made them sing. And sing one of the things that we'll sing in the service on Monday. And you know what? They were gay.
We sang.
Megan rolled her eyes at me, but they sang. And
I don't recall that. But
all I can say to that.
Maybe I just thought that.
Yeah, exactly.
All I can say to that, Liesl, is join the club. I get Megan eye rolls weekly.
And Megan, to be fair, maybe you don't actually do it, but maybe we just perceive it.
My opinion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I would also say that thanks to Megan, we have a good emphasis on donuts in the breakfast food.
Well, that's good to know.
If I offer nothing more to this day of service, you at least have your donuts.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's probably another place where I should do a shout out at this point. So we have a fabulous food committee who are part of that behind the scenes, and they have they've asked for and received the generosity of community restaurants and businesses who have donated coffee or donuts or burritos or hash browns, and we have a lovely assortment of food coming. I say that breakfast food is just a social construct, and so pie for breakfast, I think, is going to be fabulous.
Yeah, why not?
Not sure if we are getting the brisket not, but
there you go.
Breakfast is a social construct, Scott.
Yeah. Okay.
It is.
I would agree with that.
It is. Food is food.
Exactly. We just have certain notions about what we eat for breakfast.
Very true. Okay.
So sometimes based on health, sometimes based simply on tradition and expectations, and
all that. You bet.
So come have pie for breakfast.
There you are.
It is the 2023 Four Corners Annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service coming up Monday, 8:30. We all meet at the Presbyterian Church on Dustin Avenue in Farmington, and there's a brief service, and then the group scatters throughout the county, really, to do some of these projects.
Exactly, and the intention is to be done around noon, and sometimes that varies. There are some groups that finish up the project a little early, there are some that might be there a little bit longer, and some of that depends on how many people show up on a given project, but it's that ballpark.
Right. And the way to get all the details, to go to the Facebook page, or you can go to the Eventbrite page and search for your local area, and there's a bunch of events, but you'll certainly notice this one, and that's how you sign up.
Exactly. And Eventbrite is probably the easiest place to get there. Again, it's eventbrite.com, and there's a location button where it may automatically populate depending on your computer's settings, or you type in Farmington, and we will pull right up for you.
There you go. But perfect. Couldn't be easier.
Could not be easier.
Right?
Come and join us.
Exactly.
Yeah. And Scott, for your listeners who may not be computer savvy, come join us at 8:30 anyway.
We'll sign you up.
Exactly.
Not we, you.
Yeah. Well, Scott, since you mentioned.
Yeah. I'm sure you have plenty of people that can do that job.
Truly, we do.
But that's good. I'm not surprised, but that's great. Thank you very much, both of you, for your efforts in this great community event that's coming up on Monday. Thank you. Megan, thank you.
Well, thank you as always.
Thank you.
We'll be back next week.
We will. Liesl Dees, thank you for your chairmanship of all this. Again, I don't think that could be done without the leadership of people like yourself.
Well, thank you. I'm honored always to be a friend of the show.
Well, we're glad that you are a friend of the show.
Yeah, we are glad.
We really are.
Hit it out of the park every time.
Of many shows, actually.
Yeah.
It's like every show we do.
I think every show we do actually has Liesl Dees involvement in it.
I think that's true. But yeah. Well,
my favorite was when I was the personal algorithm for your COVID show. That was my honor.
She fed me things off mic.
And our local focus group. of one. How'd you think that went, Liesl? Yeah, so we appreciate that very much. So thank you very much. Megan, before we go, again, what's coming up tomorrow, the big Megan show?
That's, well, yeah, Radio yeah, Free
radio
Saturday
show.
Morning.
I don't even have the logo for it, but
I'm sorry. That's okay.
Yeah,
that's okay.
We might get to it, but keep talking.
Well, Radio Free Saturday Morning, which is a show of eclectic music mix. Scott, I think you can confirm that.
I can, yes.
Yes. And each week we pick a different theme, and then it's completely genre-free. We choose songs that go in. I don't know why I keep saying we. It's really me.
Yeah,
I choose
songs. Did you hire someone?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not a we. It's me.
Okay. No, but she does brainstorm ideas occasionally.
With my personal algorithm. Yeah.
I bet
yes.
she does. That's
yes.
true.
And so and we choose songs that fit into that theme. And I misspoke last week because it's actually this week that we have Chief Medical Officer Robert Underwood joining the show.
Okay.
And he is delightful, and he chose the theme, and so listen in for a special guest host. Occasionally we like to bring in special guest hosts.
You're not going to tell us the theme?
I'm not.
Okay.
Songs
tomorrow.
That deal with medicine.
I love your guest DJs.
Yes.
Always fun.
Sunday, Bloody Sunday. You're welcome. Maybe not.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Right.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There you go. But anyway, that's tomorrow morning again, everyone, 9 to 11. Megan and I will be back next Friday with our That's Interesting show. We invite you to think about what's interesting in your world and call in.
Call in to what's ever interesting in your world. We want to hear about it.
You can share that with our audience and, let us know.
Yeah.
So whatever's interesting. But there you go.
Phone lines are open.
They will be next week.
Yeah.
Not right now. Don't call now. We're good. All right. Well, thanks, everyone. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it, of course. And we'll see you next week right here on KSJE.
KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The most important ingredients to sustaining health and wellness are the resources and tools that help you live a vibrant and healthy life. At San Juan Regional Medical Center, the goal is to promote health by making sure those resources are available. Find the path to the best life at lifebetterhere.com. San Juan Regional Medical Center. Better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.